Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is June the 6th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to today's show. Today is Wednesday. Usually we have Wise Wednesdays today, but Brother Davis won't be able to do a Wise Wednesday today. We'll be doing it tomorrow. He'll have a show on tomorrow. Then Friday, I will not be able to have a show. Actually, after a seminar that I have this weekend, and so I won't be able to do a show there. We'll try to get someone to fill in, or Scotty may fill in, or we'll have to play another show from that time. So we'll let you know. But tomorrow, Thursday, is going to be Wise Thursday with Brother Davis, and we'll pick up from there. Okay, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make your donations. Your donations is what keeps this network on air and keeps it vibrant and able to bring you information that you have already deemed as being necessary and relevant. So please do your part. Support this network because it needs your support, because it is not getting corporate sponsorship from anyone. It is actually a grassroots organization. So it needs the overall people to feed the overall root so it can continue to bring you what you have deemed as being relevant. It's why you listen. So please give whatever it is that you can. All donations are greatly appreciated. You can also support the network by being a member of its social media network known as BTR Community. And you can also find that at www.btrcommunity. Or you can find it on the website for this network, Black Talk Radio Network. Become a member for only $24 a year. And while you do that, there is a 30-day free subscription that you can use for 30 days free and see how the platform works. And then it's only $24 a year, okay? Very, very reasonable. Everyone that listens can do that. It's definitely can be done. So please support the network. We need the overall support in order to stay on air, okay? So with that being said, we're going to jump into more of the show. I want to get started on today's show. Looking forward to today's show. At any time you'd like to give us a call, 704-802-5056, and jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. I would just say, things are rapidly and significantly moving in the direction that we've been trying to get many of you prepared for. There's some things that I definitely want to do. Today is a lot that's there in what's in the news. I want to get through some of that and get to today's show. One of the things in today's show, we're going to talk about a very significant portion of the table of preparedness, and that's going to be a small portion of food, and that's part of the table of preparedness. But before we do that, let me see how I'm going to do this. Yeah, we'll do that in the last hour, the other part of the show, but we've got to get into some of the stuff what's going on in the world, and then we'll get into that as well, some things you need to know. We're going to talk about some of the some gardening things that you should be thinking about now, and that is going to best serve you in a crisis situation. And so we're going to look at that, particularly we're going to look at some significant foods for gardening. And okay, so and with that being said, I want to jump into what's the news. But before we do that, hey, if you'd like to transfer your cash into real money, go to Prosperity Mint, then email them at info@prosperitymint. Tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you and take care of you. You need to make sure you do that. Don't just check out what's there in the inventory, then email info@prosperitymint. They will get with you. Okay. Let me jump into what's in the news. I want to go through some of this stuff. Everything that's there is very, very important. But because of time constraints, there's some things that I definitely got to get out to you all that's very, very critical. And we're going to go from the first article for today's show. I'm telling you, the war is setting up. The trade war, the currency war is turning into trade wars, and the expansion into shooting wars is actually being put together, compartmentalized. It's being funded. It's been funded. The equipment is being moved into position. Excuse me. And it is definitely not being told here or being broadcast here as to how things are shaping up, and preparing is very, very, very important. We want to have a long view of things so we can get as much time as we possibly can to do it. This overall war is moving at a very rapid, methodical pace that no one here is very, very aware of, because very few people are even preparing about it. This is more important than so many. The priority of these things is so huge, but they're not priorities at all. So let's jump into what's in the news. First article, I've got this one from RT. Listen up. And that said, the U.S. of Nazism. German MP wants U.S. ambassador expelled over his desire to empower Europe's conservatives. What does that mean? Europe's conservatives is a politically correct way to say the Nazi party, to re-engage the Nazi party. Germany's MP wants U.S. ambassador expelled over his desire to empower Europe's conservatives. And you think Germany's not taking a notice of this? And I told you the reason why in the past shows, and this whole thing is starting to really ramp it up. And pretty soon there will be. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Germany is definitely going to turn into the BRIC nations, and they're going to go to war with the U.S. Yes, they are. Very, very soon. And they're going to drag Europe in that war on their side. Very, very significant. These are the subtle, this is not even a subtle hit. This is a straight punch. And the significance of this is extremely, extreme. Says everything. Next article from Sputnik News. Listen up. France, Germany, UK. France, Germany, and the UK demand the US to refuse from sanctioning their companies in Iran. France, Germany, and the UK demand the U.S. to refuse from sanctioning their companies in Iran. Why? Because France, Germany, and the UK will not break their overall relationships with Iran. And they, in that strong words, you better refuse to do it. Meaning if you don't do it, then we're going to go on their side. It's all setting up. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Finances from the UK, Germany, and France have written to top U.S. officials that they confirmed with their committees to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, which Trump got out of it, known as the Iranian nuclear deal, also known as the Iranian nuclear deal, urging Washington to spare Europe businesses from secondary sanctions. And the U.S. isn't going to do it. Then they're going to directly sanction France, Germany, and the U.K. Boy, it's going to be war. Setting up, and there's going to be a methodical approach to it before it goes at a breakneck speed. Next article got from Geek.com. Geek.com. MIT creates AI sociopath because somebody had to eventually. One of the biggest, and so this is MIT has created AI sociopath. Man, I can't spend too much time on that one. Got to keep moving. You know what that means. Next article, I got this from the Washington Examiner. Medicaid to become insolvent in 2026. Social Security in 2034, trustee says. Medicaid trust fund will run out in 2026, and with the combined trust fund of Social Security will run out in 2034. Let me just say that. If you think that that's how long it's going to take for that to run out, you're sadly mistaken. As soon as the tariffs and all this other stuff starts to take into place, and with the rest of the world going to now start to sanction the U.S. and everything else, all those funds run out in a matter of 18 months. This is, they tell you before it happens, but the years is way wrong. Way, way wrong. Be aware of that. Make the proper plan. Next, I posted a YouTube video of the of Green Lake that actually evaporated in Hawaii. Check out that YouTube video. Next article I got from South China Morning Post. With new UK embassy, China rides the river of history's full circle. Remember how they made a big deal out of, which was significant, the U.S. embassy being moved to Jerusalem? Well, here's a major hint here. With the new U.K. embassy in China, why is that? Because they already know that they're not going to be partners and allies with the U.S. anymore. They're going to be a part of BRIC nations. This is very significant. And you got to read between the lines on these things. The overall MIF new headquarters is going to be out of Washington, D.C., and is going to Beijing. Next article from Russian Insider. Yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, before you get too far off into it, I just had a quick question. That trust that you were saying that's going to run out, is that the same trust that they use to give the businesses these welfare checks to help them purchase materials and what have you if they employ a certain amount of people?
No, that's the Medicaid and Social Security trust.
Okay, okay. I was just making sure I heard that right. If you could mute Zach, that would be great.
Definitely. Yeah, that's the that's Medicaid and Social Security, which is you paid into it. And they squandered all of that, and they're going to give you all kinds of excuses as to what happened to that fund. No, it was never – it was all fraudulent. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. U.S. about to slap disobedient European firms with sanctions over Russia and Germany pipeline. Did you hear this? U.S. is about to slap disobedient European firms with sanctions. The White House is on the verge of introducing penalties against companies engaging in constructions of the Nordic Stream 2 gas pipeline, which will deliver Russian natural gas to the EU across the Baltic states. That's the whole reason for the Ukraine invasion and destabilization and coup was about establishing the Nazi Party, the U.S. establishing the Nazi Party stronghold there, stealing their gold to pay to Germany. Germany repaid trading their gold, and to prevent this pipeline from going to Germany, because without this pipeline, with this pipeline, Germany now definitely goes with Russia and has the U.S. as an enemy. Go ahead, Scotty.
Dave, greetings to you and the rest of the listeners.
Hey, brother.
Hope y'all having a productive day. That definition, going back to our program on where we were discussing the different definitions of exactions, the definition you shared, I would term that illegal exactions. And these slapping these penalties and threatening, I think y'all shared a story or might share a story about the Treasury Department warning people they might accidentally violate, you know, these trade embargoes and what have you. So that's an illegal exaction. And I wasn't able to unmute myself in time, but even the Social Security, that money that the people that they took the tax dollars from paid into a fund that was supposed to, the way they was juggling it, support the retirement savings and what have you of the generation before it, okay? So it wasn't earning no interest nowhere like a bunch of pile of money should earn interest. It wasn't earning nothing. And then they may say borrow from it, but I say, again, that makes it an illegal exaction. Taking your taxes and not using it for what it was intended to be, and then slapping penalties and fees on these companies cause you want to start World War III. Or as you say, you know, global nuclear war one. And so these are the exactions, man, that fit that definition. If you want to go biblical, these were the exactions that the Creator was telling the rulers of the Israeli people at that time for that nation to remove your exactions. These are exactions, man.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why all exactions are illegal. Every single one of them are. And these are the examples exactly what this is. And that's what this is what they do. They take it, they take from you, and then when they already have the intentions, see, they have the intent of defrauding everything. And so what Scotty said is absolutely right, and there's so many examples of it. And we just need to be keen to these things and be well aware of them. So definitely, let me get back to this, and we're going to talk about that as well, because we have to. It's just too important. Next article, got this one from Telesure TV. Hurricane Maria's death toll in Puerto Rico, almost 5,000, not official numbers of 64. Check out that article. Next article from WLRN. FEMA paid millions for half-empty floating hotel after Hurricane Maria, and they paid 17, I believe it was 17, was a multi-million-dollar deal with Carnival Corporation, and they didn't even put anybody on the darn thing. So check that out. Next article, what did they really do with all of that stuff? We'll talk about that later. Next article, huge article from Sputnik News. It'll be problematic for Israel, U.S., if Europe adheres to the Iranian Accord. Why is that? Because they're not going to break their agreement with Iran. And not because of that, now they're going to do what? They're not going to listen to any sanctions. And they're going to, when the U.S. tries to sanction them, Europe and the other countries, is not just Europe. It's Canada, it's Mexico, it's India, it's all the major players that are going to be put into this, that are going to be affected this way. And they all going to line up and said, enough is enough. We're going to start to sanction you. Lo and behold, it's over. Next article from geek.com. Elon Musk calls nanotechnology BS. Check out that for yourself. Check next article. I got from Wall Street Journal. U.S. weighing expanding military role in Yemen war, of course, because they have to pre-position themselves for this war that's going on. It's already started, and it is all about the pipelines, the control of resources, the control of the monetary system, and the control of – you use resources to control people. It is actually the control of people. Next article I got from South China Morning Post. China not scared. Hey, China trying to take my motto, never scared, always prepared. China not scared, always prepared after U.S. bombing run over South China Sea. And this is all because this war is going to definitely expand. Next article from Russia Insider. View from Russia, U.S. troops in Poland are cannon fodder for nuclear war. Recently, we learned that Poland is ready to pay up to $2 billion for a permanent U.S. base on its territories. The Pentagon has reportedly agreed to consider the deal. To, like they said, cannon fodder. That's what all soldiers are. For this whole, all wars are corrupt and being waged against the people. And they give us the uniform to put on for our own self-mutilation. Check out that article. Next article, very, very important one. This was a YouTube video. Check out, this is where Iran is going to start to use centrifuges to enrich uranium. Check out that article. I mean, that YouTube video. Next article I got from Veterans Today. Iran's foreign minister, listen to this. World must stand up to U.S. bullying. They're telling you what's happening. That, see, the world is standing up. Let me read this how it's going to end up. The world has decided to stand up against the U.S. bullying by sanctioning and declaring war. They're first going to do sanctions, then they're going to do declarations of war. And the U.S. will lose handedly, very quickly, almost without any real formal or really significant confrontation. All of the confrontation and all of the displacement and waging of that is going to be falling here. Check out that article. It's all setting up. Next article from Marketplace, Social Security to tap into trust fund for the first time in 36 years. By Medicaid finances was downgraded in a new report from the program's trustee Tuesday. While the projects for Social Security stayed the same as last year, Medicaid hospital insurance funded will be depleted by 2026. The trustees who oversee the benefit program in the annual report, they needed to dip tap into Social Security trust fund for the first time in 36 years. It's over, y'all. It's over. You got to prepare. Next one, significant article. From Russia Insider. Indian press halts arrival of bargain Russian LNG. And that is liquefied natural gas. India has received its first ever tanking shipment of liquefied natural gas from Russia. Not buying the U.S. liquefied natural gas. That means the U.S. economic standard is over. Huge, huge article. And this is going to be the overall perpetuation towards currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars. Next article from Sputnik News. European businesses in Iran. Experts explain how to get around the U.S. sanctions. And if you get around the U.S. sanctions, what's the U.S. going to do? The U.S. is going to try to slap those countries. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to raise up, and their slap hand is going to get caught. And they're going to get punched in the gut and then get hit with a cross and an uppercut. And then down goes Frazier. This is all happening now, and the significance of this is great. Next YouTube video I got from Dutch Sense. Please check out the YouTube video. The last one that I put in was very, very, very important. Next article from Press TV. EU ready to impose tariffs on the U.S. and imports as of July. And soon after the tariffs that the EU imposes on the U.S., this is not a typo. The European Union will be ready as of July to implement a series of tariffs if it seeks to impose on imports from the U.S. to compensate Washington's own duty on European metal exports. It's tariffs today, sanctions tomorrow, troops and bombs and missiles going on next week. EU is ready to impose tariffs. EU is ready to impose sanctions. EU is ready to go into military confrontation with the U.S. EU has declared war on the United States. That's how this is going to go about. Next, Scotty put the Bilderbergers conference, the hidden hands, with Cynthia McKinney's tweet. So check that out. And that's going to be going on. I think it starts starts tomorrow in the Netherlands. I'm not quite sure. It started already. I think it starts this week or so. So it's coming up. Next, from Rise posted this from Fox News. Hawaii's Kim vows to rebuild the volcano, help with FEMA. As scientists says, the worst is yet to come. That is very, very typical of what's going to be happening here. Check out that article. Next one, NPR. .org, Rise posted this one. Inside the Ukrainian clinic, making three parents babies from a woman who were infertile. Check out that article. Very important. Next article from Rise got this from nothing but Criminal News. You call it NBC. Why scientists created a human-chicken hybrid embryo. Yep. A lot of this is going on. They're doing it with pigs. They're doing it with chickens. They're doing it with all kinds of animals. There's a lot crazy stuff that's going on. You need to know, and it is unfolding. You'll be surprised at what is said is being done. Next article, Rise got this from the Free Thought Project. Rothschilds, sex cult connected to alleged child trafficking bunker found in Arizona, in Tuscan. Wow. I didn't get to read this, Rise, but I can see the tattoos. This is so nasty. Brandon, he's sick, and this is the system. This is how the system operates. This is the prize that they give minions for doing their bidding and being a part of their overall objectives. This is what they give them. All of their sick pervertedness they get to indulge in, and that is one of the many. Next article Rise posts is the power of one person who decides they will not take it anymore. If only more victims had this kind of testicle fortitude, things could change quickly. 29 years ago today, an anonymous hero showed the world one man could stop an army. And I will just say this. Armies are meant for other armies. Armies were created to fight other armies. They can never beat the people. And until people understand that, armies aren't built, can't beat people. They can only fight and engage in a declaration against other armies. If the people ever declared war,
hey Dave,
against, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Thinking about the African independence movement, which Cuba aided, but wasn't most of these, I mean, even if we look at their American Revolutionary, well, I shouldn't say their, because some black people was in it too, but the American Revolutionary, it was mostly guerrilla tactics. That's what people army, yep. Vietnam, the so-called Viet Cong, those were Vietnam citizens, you know what I'm saying? So guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Organized armies and tanks are meant to fight other tanks and what have you. That's why the U.S. was limited in what it could do in Vietnam and why they committed so many atrocities with napalms and bombing them. You know, John McCain can tell you about that.
Yep, sure could. And that's exactly it. Because armies are meant to encounter and engage armies. Armies are meant to be augmented by the people. But if the people don't augment them and they go against them, the army loses. It can't defeat the people. Never has. And this is a great, great example of that. Check out that article. Next article from The Conversation. Despite strong words, the U.S. has few options left to reverse China's gain in the South Sea of China. Yes, so true. Next article, Rise Guy, from South China Morning Post. China-U.S. ties strained by Washington's mixed signals over Taiwan. They going to go to war over that. They'll take Taiwan back quick. Rise posted this one from South China Morning Post. Why China will keep a firm grip on U.S. debt, even if trade wars break out. Check out that article, for sure. Next one, Rise said this is treason, and this is from Oz. Facebook shares data with Chinese firms. Of course, this is why we talk about it. Next is a YouTube video I posted about Dutch scent and how the overall seismic and volcanism inside of the Big Island is now expanding and it is going pretty bad. So check out that actual YouTube video. Really good one. Next one, Rise got this from South China Morning Post. White House confirms Trump-Kim summit on resort island. Check out that article. Okay, here we go. We're going to get into today's show. Very, very important. Next article, I got this from Bloomberg. Merkel, the celebrity figurehead chancellor of Germany, who I think this is just me, I always say this. She looked like she kin to Hitler. Granddaughter or something. It's just too many things that's there. Merkel warns of G7 split over Trump's American first. Done deal. Angela Merkel vows to challenge Donald Trump on trade and climate at this week's group of seven summit, saying that the lack of room for compromise means leaders may fail to agree on a final statement. This is all political jargon before they establish new lines, and they're going to say, with friends like these, who needs enemy? EU has already said that, but they're moving towards declaring the U.S. a combatant economic, geopolitical, and military adversary. It's coming. It is definitely coming. Next article from Anti-War. Got this from U.S. Treasury Department warns allies against accidentally trading with Iran. This is very, very important because one of the things that people don't know, trading with the enemy act is going to pack a jump up here. U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday issued a statement directed at allied governments and private companies operating out of allied countries, warning them against any trades with Iran, warning the face substantial risk if they're caught. What's the substantial risk if they're caught? This is the war of words before the words turn to war. We're going to take a look at this. Next article. Rye says, you see this tactical lie. Trump says talk with Kim may see officials end to the Korean War. Check out that article. Next article, man. This is one of the ones we need to get into today. I said they tell you before they do it. U.S. State Department cites D-Day as an example of strong relationships with Germany. U.S. celebrity figurehead State Department spokesman Heather Nutter shocked the Twitterverse, cable news, commentary, and historians alike when she made the comment seeming to suggest a bizarre revision of the Second World War. No, it was a clear message. And it was a clear message not to Germany, but it was a clear message to all of the minions around the world about what is going to be coming on. What did she say? That today being the 71st anniversary of D-Day, it shows the strong history between the U.S. and Germany.
And it's not in a good way, Dave.
What's that, Scotty?
I said, I don't know how she intends it, but I tweeted at Donald Trump today on that very article and video he sent out of this ceremony. And I pointed out, see, this is how they celebrate. This ties in the stuff we've talked about on Tando this week about this military worship, this patriotism, right, this nationalism, and all of that. And so just I was thinking, I was like, okay, who were the people, all these people who died storming the beaches of Normandy, as they say? Donald Trump said they stormed into hell. Well, who created that hell? Who created the conditions for the rise of the Nazi Party? Who did the Nazi Party, when they was implementing their Nuremberg laws, who were they modeling their legislation after but U.S. laws during Jim Crow period? The quote-unquote black codes, yep, and things of that nature. So they, and then to think about the men themselves, like, you know, and I used to watch that, like that movie, Saving Private Ryan. But think about who Tom Hanks probably was back home with his wife as a school teacher, probably in a segregated high school, and all them other recent immigrants and, you know, sons and daughters of recently arrived European immigrants, maybe only one or two generations removed. And what were they doing? Well, Ida B. Wells and them was documenting all the lynching of black people they was doing. They was burning down black towns like Tulsa and Wilmington. They were just murdering people. These are they so-called heroes of World War II. They're band of brothers. Racist. And I didn't know this, but Hitler did give a shout out to American racism in his book, Mein Kampf. Talk about that, mainstream.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. This is why all of this is coming together. And it's because it's setting up. And this message about the strong history ties, this was an underhanded way to read between the lines, saying that, hey, we're going to be going to war with Germany. We're going to war with Germany. That's what this really, really meant.
Hey, Dave, what's the other story you brought up?
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I'm sorry to interject. What's the other story you brought up Germany expelling a diplomat because they was talking about supporting or making the Nazi Party, quote-unquote, conservative strong in Germany, that you said they talking about Nazis and what have you. Okay.
So, U.S. of Nazism.
So America and Germany, Nazi Germany, do have strong ties. You know? Man, America gave birth to them. Scott, that's America's baby.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah,
Scotty's
absolutely right. No, Scotty, you're absolutely right, because I totally overlooked that part. From the Ukraine to here to there, you're right, because that was the first story from RT International. German MPs want U.S. Ambassador expelled over his desire to empower Europe's conservatives. You're absolutely right. They got strong ties with the cultic nature of the Nazis, of not only of Germany, but of all different countries. The neocons, all of the fascist states forgot that real quick. The Zionists, all of that.
The UK monarch, the UK, the royal family.
Yep, all of them. The royal family.
The Vatican. The Vatican.
The Vatican was the one that supported. The last pope was in the Hitler's youth. Benedict was a Hitler youth. The Vatican supported Hitler. Major, major financial supporter of Hitler was the Vatican. All and the so-called unroyal family of Britain, Nazis, complete. So, and it goes on. Follow the pedophiles. and they'll lead you to the dungeons of lies and deceit and destruction. So we're going to get into today's show. Very, very important. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to check out these two articles. There's a couple of articles, but this in today's show, and then we're going to get into some prepping stuff. And I think it's very, very significant. Let me check if we have any callers in queue. No callers in queue. If you'd like to get in on the call, give us a call. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Very, very significant. Here's what it is. Treasury Department warns allies against accidentally trading with Iran. And this is from Anti-War. Here's the significance of that. Okay, let me just read. Oops. What did I do? Okay, one second. Sorry about that, you all. Okay, let this story pull up. Okay, here we go. U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday, yesterday, issued a statement directed at allies, at allied. Pretty soon, the U.S. will have no ally. The last ally will be some small states, some vested states, and it's going to be, you know, Colombia will be an ally. Now that I'm seeing that Colombia will be an ally, Japan will be an ally for a short period of time, but then they will leave. India is going to be leaving as well. The only thing that they'll have left is a couple of nations, very small, maybe Poland, some other places, and also Israel is going to be it. And then the rest of the world is going to line up and totally, totally just without any imposement, just annihilate that overall, the vestige of what was known as the corporate dissolve that overall, because it is setting it up. And you know, all of this is, you can start to see it come to full fruition. This is the purge, everyone. This is the purge. So here we go. Directed at allied governments, private companies operating out of allied countries warned them against trading with Iran, warning they could face substantial risk if they're caught. Undersecretary of Treasury said that the world must harden your financial networks and make sure they have airtight procedures in place to prevent even accidental business ties. Accidental business ties to Iran. He added that nations must make sure Iran and its proxies are not exploiting your companies to support their nefarious activities. Stop right there. Why? Because the U.S. said so? When all these other countries is like, nah, you broke the deal. You invaded Syria. They've already got everything on that, what the U.S. has done, and they could easily make a case in the overall global arena against the U.S., and they would convict them completely. And they're saying that you can't do this. You better have airtight. Well, it ain't going to be airtight because they're not going to do it. Now they put themselves in a position to where they're going to have to do something. And this is where the U.S. is going to start to so-called sanction allies and expand those overall sanctions. And all of these allies are going to get together and said, enough is enough. You've been the great purveyor, because this is what the system needs in order to maintain control over people, so the people will support the overall government agenda. Without people supporting the government agenda, the overall hidden hand has no influence. It has no real maneuvering power. It has no leverage. They got to get people to comply. Because when you comply, they get all of the energy. You're complying with their will, even if it's against yours. Article goes on. Though present as a warning about being tricked by Iran, the warning is likely primarily directed at the EU nations, as the EU has already decided to prohibit its countries from complying with U.S. sanctions on Iran. The EU is planning to try to block the U.S. from punishing those companies by many of the major businesses are very cautious about the new deal with Iran, feeling the U.S. will go after them anyhow. And then they're going to ask those companies are going to put pressure on the EU and say, you better protect us. And what is the EU going to do? They're going to have false flags. They're going to have all forms of things. They're going to use what they can use, and it's all going to blow up. It's all going to blow up. Because this is what brings in fascist statehood. And so now the U.S. is going to try to punk everybody else, but they can't. They don't have a stick to punk. They don't have the muscle to punk anybody anymore. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the influence. They don't have it. And so, listen to this. And we've been talking about this way before it got to this level. And it's going to go much further than where it is right now. This is from RT. German MPs are rallying for the U.S. ambassador to be expelled after he said he wanted to empower conservatives throughout Europe. That's Nazism, fascism. One lawmaker dubbed the diplomat a Trump vestige, slamming his remarks. The controversial statement sent waves across Berlin when the U.S. ambassador told Breitbart that he is overjoyed by the European groundswell of conservative policies that have come about because of the failed policies of the left. He also said he wanted to empower conservatives on the continent. That's all talking out the side of your neck about what is really going on. They're talking about Nazism. The German foreign minister responded by seeking clarification from the U.S. While MP were quick to speak their minds regarding the comments, some even calling him to be expelled over the matter. See, you start to expel, before you go to war with people, this is what you get, you expel their ambassadors. This is all how this is going to start to come about. And the tension and the conflict is going to be taken on by the people. They're going to make the overall situation harm the people, and the people will be asking the government, it's time for us to do something against America. And then they're going to have something here, and they're going to say that, hey, it was Germany, it was this. It's time for them to do something against them. So this whole thing is really starting to continue to implode. And this is the purge that is happening. That's why Donald Trump was put into place. Significant article from Bloomberg. Let me pull before we go into the commercial break. We'll talk about this a little bit, but I want to paint this picture for you to see what's really happening so that you will properly prepare. Angela Merkel vows to challenge Donald Trump on trade climate this week at the Group 7 summit, saying the lack of room for compromise means the leader may fail to agree on a final statement. Trump's America First doctrine shows that we have a serious problem with multilateral agreements. What does that mean? What is she saying there? We got a problem, y'all. If this dude's going to try to put America first, what does America first mean? That you're going to sanction Iran, that you're going to do what we say, and that you're going to pay us more. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We're going to be first. See, that's the setup. That's undefendable. And I'm going to tell you this. That's going to try – what they're trying to do is they're trying to stir up via the NFL, via all other things. They're trying to stir up nationalism in this country to a way that will be in the same state as what they did in the Weimar Republic. The exact same thing. See, nationalism means you don't care. You support your country no matter what they do. That's what nationalism, if they're doing full of ubiquitous fraud, terrorism, you don't care. You support them anyhow. That's blind faith. And not only that, you don't care if they're doing human rights violations. You don't care about anything as long as you gain from that. You'll support them fully. That's nationalism. Nationalism is a sin of the people believing their government gives a darn about them so much so that they should give everything that they have, and they're going to be foolishly led to slaughter. You can be from a country and agree with the policies of the countries if the policies of the countries are moral. That's not nationalism. That's where you're supporting the righteous policies. None of them have been right. So it goes on. Merkel told the German lawmakers on Wednesday, two days before the G7 summit starts in Canada, failure to reach a common ground could lead to highly unusual steps of host Canada issuing a concluding statement, not agreement by all participants, Merkel said. Since taking office, Trump has pulled the U.S. out of international accords, climate change, Iranian nuclear program, ignited a global trade conflict. See, they're putting what? They're laying out what I said that they're going to be laying out. They're going to add to this whole thing. They're laying out their case against the U.S. so that the world is going to turn on them. And the world is already ripe for turning against the U.S. The world wants to. And they're laying out the case. Listen, and we talked about this even before this Bloomberg article that was written today was even, we told you that this is going to be happening and why you need to be preparing for this type of stuff and what it really means. It means that you're going to get targeted economically, geopolitically, and a war, a physical military confrontation is going to be a very serious adversary here. And you need to prepare for all of that. Since taking office, here's the case that they have against Trump already. Since taking office, Trump has pulled the U.S. out of international accords on climate change and Iran's nuclear program, ignited a trade conflict with key U.S. partners, including the U.S., and publicly slammed allies like Germany for not spending enough on defense. Now, why are they doing all of this? Because Germany repatriated their gold. They knew the U.S. was done and over. They knew what the overall agenda of the U.S. was, and the war was coming, and they wanted to get their gold because the gold. See, you pull your gold out of a country for a lot of reasons. One, you're going to go to war with them, or two, they're about to lose a war. You don't want the house to get blown up to have your goods in it. If you just think about you as a person, if somebody had your valuable car and everything else, and you knew a fire was about to happen at that house, what would you do? You would go get your stuff. You don't leave your stuff in a burning building. And then not only that, you know you're about to go to war with them. First thing you're going to say, well, let me get all my stuff. We ain't cool no more cool. Let me get all my stuff. The setup is there. So it's all being staged. Merkel says she planned to speak to Trump specifically about the trade at the G7. There will be some controversial discussions at the gathering, she told lawmakers. Germany will make sure that what was agreed on trade and climate at the last G7 and at the G20 meeting will be maintained in joint statement from the two-day meeting in Quebec, if any are agreed. What are they saying? They're not going in with the U.S. against Iran. The U.S. can go it alone then. And then when the U.S. try to attack them, no, you done messed up. Now we got a problem. All of these things is setting the overall tempo for what's happening. Last article. And I'm painting this picture because when we come back out, I want to tell you what I see happening. If I could get this last article to come up. Okay, hold on. Looks like I won't. Okay, so we probably have to go into the commercial break. Scotty, give me like 30 seconds in the commercial break. Hold on, here we go. Let me pull it up real quick. And then I'm going to lay out, and we come out of the commercial break, what I think is going to happen, some of the events that I think you could see happening. It's no coincidence at all, everything that's here. State Department cites D-Day as an example of strong relationships with Germany. State Department spokesman Heather Nutter stated that the Twitterverse, cable news commentary, historians alike, when she made a comment seemingly to suggest a bizarre revision of the Second World War. The U.S. is already on thin ice with Germany, with the government of Germany, after U.S. ambassador to the country told Breitbart News in an article published on July the 3rd, 3 days ago, I absolutely want to empower other conservatives throughout Europe and other leaders. I think there is a groundswell of conservative policies that are taking hold because of the failed policies of the left, meaning they've already clandestine operations inserted the overall conservatives that they're talking about. And the conservatives that they're talking about are Nazis. And then the remarks that were made today, here's what they say. When you talk, here's what the spokesman, what Heather said. When you talk about Germany, we have a very strong relationship with the government of Germany. The senior State Department spokesman said at a June 5th briefing, looking back in history books, today is the 71st anniversary of the speech that announced that the Marshall Plan. Tomorrow is the anniversary of D-Day invasion. We obviously have a very long history with the government of Germany, and we have a strong relationship with the government, Which one are they talking about? As Scotty said, which one that he talked about. But not only that, the significance of that is that they're letting Germany know underhandedly, yep, we're going to war with you again. See, in D-Day, the U.S. was against Germany. The D-Day invasion is when the so-called Allied forces aligned themselves against Germany. And it was the turn of the war. And it's no coincidence that that exact same thing is going to be happening. This time the U.S. will replace Germany as the overall target of the world. And it will have one or two vested nations. Israel, don't think Japan will stay in for too long. They'll say, we're out, you beat, because we know what you, we got a bone to pick with you anywhere. Britain has been waiting to get you back for a very, very long time. And they that bloody state holds its overall contempt for a very long time. So listen, we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. When we come back, need to put this in, I'll tell you what I think is going to be happening and what you should be doing, and we're going to take a look at the table of preparedness food, very, very important, in a small segment. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. the host Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in. So now what I want to say is I want to give, you know, what some of the things that I can see happening. This is no coincidence that Colombia has now said that they're starting to ally with the U.S. because Venezuela will be, and they have their overall battles between themselves, that because Venezuela is not going to be. The stage is being set. The South Sea of China is no coincidence. The Korean Peninsula is no coincidence right now. The tariffs and everything else, all of this is about strategically setting up a war paradigm. It all is. And it all is going to end there. It's no coincidence what's going on in the Middle East, with Yemen, with Saudi Arabia, with Syria, in the Baltic states, in the Ukraine. Because the overall gas pipeline going into France and going into Germany is relying upon Russia fulfilling that overall obligation, and Gazprom delivering their overall liquefied natural gas to them. India is critical in this whole thing. You know what India is saying? Go pound sand, U.S. Why is India saying go pound sand, U.S.? Because everybody else is too. All the deals have been already struck. They already have told the other oil nations how to play this whole thing. I anticipate that over the weekend at the G7, that there will be some consensus that they'll say that that came about. But in actual and in reality, it hadn't. The situation has only gotten worse. The overall orders for compliance and performance for each nation has already gone out, and how to strategically play it. And all the stage is being set. All the stage is being set. And this is what I anticipate. I anticipate that the U.S. will have to ostracize Germany, particularly, and real quick, OG said Japan is in a catch-22 based on the fight with China over those islands. U.S. has them in a lock, yes, for right now, but I do think that overall situation, because of the ASEAN nations and because of AIIB, which Japan became a last founding member, the deal has already been struck. Stay the course, act adversarial, but we're going to make peace just like the Korean Peninsula. Because if that whole region does that, do you know how much trade goes through those waters in that area? Japan is energy hungry and starved. Who can provide it now? Who can provide for their overall energy needs? How can they get energy to this is why they have nuclear power plants there, because they don't have any. It's an island. It has no natural resources. So everything has to be shipped in. What's the quickest and shortest route to bring in gas and oil to Japan? By way of Russia, by way of China, by way of the South Sea of China. Who's going to control the South Sea of China? It ain't going to be the U.S. Taiwan will even switch. Taiwan will say, you know, our little family differences and everything else, we'll jump in. We didn't know that the U.S. was such a tyrannical, draconian, imperialistic nation. We agree we had problems with them too. We were small, we couldn't, and they're going to line up. And I can see the U.S. trying to ostracize the particular countries. I'm going to tell you the ones that I think that they're going to be targeting. They're going to underhandedly do it to Britain, but they're going to be bold against Germany. Why? Because Germany repatriated their gold. turkey. They're going to get turkey too. And they're going to bring about and aggravate and instigate a fight with Pakistan and India. There are going to be many false flags that are going to happen. And these false flags that are going to happen are going to be happening in the cyberspace world. And then they're also going to happen in through acts of terrorism. Oh, France, France is going to get theirs too majorly. It's already all of the players, all of the cell groups are all been inserted. And now they're going to start to come out. And they're going to try to ostracize and break everything up because Germany's going to break up NATO. I had an article in that here, and they're not going to just say it out loud because, you know, we have lost the ability to discern. We need somebody to say something directly to us on something because that's what the system of schooling has taught us. Not to think for yourself, not to be intuitive, not to have foresight, not to anticipate. We don't anticipate nothing. We're so dependent. We fail to anticipate. And because of that, they know that they can play political jargons and political word jargon and everything else and catch everybody off guard. And these false flags that's going to come out by way of the cyber is the most effective way, efficient way. But then there's going to be overt ones. And it's going to get so bad that you'll see they'll go back to the tactics of the past. They'll bring down a plane. They'll bring down a financial market. And I'm going to tell you the one that I think that they're going to use the most is that they're going to bring down a grid by way of cyber attack so it affects the financial markets and everything else because what did they write into NDAA? Cyber attacks are considered an act of war. And then guess who they're going to blame for it? They're going to blame Iran, but they're really blaming Germany because then they're going to say, Germany, you were funding them. You were trading with the enemy. Now you're an enemy as well. Or they're going to say, we needed to attack Germany, this area of Germany, because they were actually creating economic havens for this, and this. And Germany's going to say, oh, no. We know what's up. And they're going to try to destroy Germany's economy so that Germany will have to do what Venezuela had to do. They'll have to sell their gold back into the market. They're not going to go for it. They ain't going to go for it. And when they don't go for it, they too will have their own campaigns. The military used to have secret wars. They ain't going to be so secret no more. Djibouti is going to be a haven of military confrontation between the U.S. and China. Syria, Israel, is only going to expand. And now the U.S. and Israel is going to get desperate because they know all these nations have already made agreement. And in their agreement, they have actually made treaties to go to war. Remember what China's agreement is with Iran. China's specific agreement and treaty is to come to the aid in a military confrontation or act of war against Iran. And Iran is to do the same with China. And it's going to happen. And one of the false flags that can happen here is they'll do what they've done before. They'll do something really big, a dirty bomb, something else, goes off, and they'll blame this other people, and it hurts so many people. And what they're going to hurt people at their most vulnerable thing, they're not just going to kill and blow up something that kills 10,000, 5,000 people. Nah, that's not enough. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get people at their addiction. They're going to cut off their addiction. They're going to hit your financial markets. your car don't work, your lights don't work. And then they're going to tell you, and they're going to get you all angry and messed up. See the stress that they put on people in Hawaii and everything else, how people, they're going to get that and ferment all of that, and they're going to tell you to sick the EU. We're going to war. We declare war, and they're going to invoke the draft. But they're going to invoke the draft, not like what they did with Vietnam. No, not going to do it that way. They're going to invoke the draft by way of a major, major event. And I'm going to tell you where that major, major event is probably going to start. It's going to start in Israel. And then it's going to simultaneously go off in a multi-level prong coordination in the U.S. as well. It'll go off in the U.S. It'll go off in the Baltic, it'll go off in Europe, and it'll go off here in what's known as the corporate continental United States. It's going to be something that hurts every person here. So, because most of the people here are so naive as to what's going on, they'll be ready to go, ready to jump in, ready to engage. Because nothing, only thing that will work is the propaganda machine. And like people say, if it ain't on the news, it ain't true. I don't trust it. I don't believe it. Poof. See how that's going to work out for you. That's some of the things that I see happening. And because of that, we need to be thoroughly, thoroughly prepared. So what I want to do now is I want to talk about the table of preparedness. And some of the things that you all should be doing in getting ready for that. And I think that you have to have the ability to maintain yourself. If you already have a garden, that's great. You should. Food is what we're going to be talking about. And I want to talk about foods specifically. Because food, I think, is going to be one of the cutoffs that they're going to use to invoke people. See, the draft is going to be also where you go get something. You got to sign up. And you'll sign up with a meal and then straight go from there. And there'll be people hungry enough to do it. Because they could easily say, oh, they contaminated our food supply. We can't eat that, this, and then everything else, and people get hungry. And then they say, we're going to need to fight this, and we'll feed. We stored all this food. This is why we've been preparing. We didn't tell you, but Germany and all of these people may, and we'll buy it. People will buy a hook, line, and sinker, get a meal, and pick up a uniform. That's why celebrity figurehead Obama signed that executive order that says that they could take everything, your farm and everything else, and the resources that you have. Why? Because they plan on using that. Plan on using it. So we need to talk about food. One of the things that I suggest for you all is if you have a garden, make sure your garden is somewhere where the general population can't see. Don't do front of the house gardening. You're going to get unwanted attention. One of the things that's very, very important is that you have to learn how to garden before you need it. Because gardening ain't easy, and you need the proper resources, materials, and tools to make it as easy as you possibly can so that you can have a good growing season. Now, I'm saying that here's the thing about food and gardens. You shouldn't use a garden in the initial stages of a collapse. Don't do it. Unwanted attention is going to be more than you can do. If you already have a garden, and as soon as a major event, you'll know what a major event is, where you know that people are going to be hungry. They're going to be. One of the first things you have to do is you have to know, before planting a garden, you have to first know when to cover a garden and how to cover a garden. See, we focus too much on planting the garden. We don't strategically think about positioning ourselves to where you first have to cover or kill the garden. So when no one knows that that garden is there. So what is very, very important? You have to get the proper seeds. Store seeds correctly. Because the seeds are going to be very, very valuable. Because you don't want to have a garden while the overall event is happening at all. It's not going to do you any good. It's only going to be a burden. It's after the event, after many people have been compromised, after a collateral damage, you're going to need to augment your food supply then. In the initial stages of a crisis, and I'm talking about a global crisis, either by way of war, cyber attack, EMP, all of those things is gone. If there was a tsunami that took out California and everything else, believe me, the overall economic effects of things is going to be so drastically great. Then perpetuated with a war and everything else, you don't want a garden then. You don't have a garden while everybody is actually rioting and stealing stuff that's available. You got to wait until the shelves go bare. When all of the shelves are going bare and all of the people have that wasn't prepared, so their numbers are much, much less, to where you can garden in peace, but you still got to protect it. So your garden should be covered up. You can't produce food there. You should be relying on your staple dry foods, your canned foods, your preparedness foods. Use those initially. Then as time progresses, and I'm telling you about depending on what the event is. If it's a very significant event, you're going to find that you're on your own. So no one is going to come to aid you other than the ones that you've already aligned with and made preparations with, family members and everything else. If you live out in the boonies, you may want to go ahead and do a garden in every rural area. But if you're around where people can congregate or people can actually move through and is accessible to the general population, you don't want a garden in the initial phases. You got to wait till, I hate to say it, you got to wait till the die-off happens. Then you can start to augment your overall food supply with a garden. And your garden's strategical placement is critical. Your garden should never, ever, ever, ever be placed where you live. That garden should be covered up. You can't make it convenient for you because you don't want the unwanted attention. If you can garden indoor, away from every, of course, that's what you want to do. Now, what I want to talk about is in gardening, seeds are very, very important. And you don't plant your seeds in the initial stages. You have to wait a month, 2 months, maybe even 3 months before you start to move that, because the overall threats by then, and then you'll be able to gauge what you should be doing, where the proper place, because everything changes. The flow of water will change. Everything changes. You need to be strategical about that. Some of the things, you know, for a garden that's being cultivated for self-sufficiency, you got to have some very good things that you are planting. Okay, you got to plant things that are going to give you the overall caloric or calorie intake that is going to help you and your family, because it's all about calories when it comes to food. It's never ever, for me, it's never about taste. That's going out the window. You are eating for calories, energy. So when you look at that, you want to look at the vegetables that are going to contain enough calories to keep you able to sustain your overall vitals, your strength, your immune system, So you have to know which ones to get. You can't just get anything. Yes, that will help, but it won't give you the calorie intake that you need to support yourself and darn sure not a family. So I want to go over some of those things. So you definitely want to use some of the ones that yield you vegetables and things that yield you the best calorie output. Some of those. You want to look at some of your beans. Black beans, pinto beans, navy beans, all of that stuff. Especially if you are, and one of the things that's very, very important when it comes to food on the table of preparedness, you got to look at your medical condition, your overall physical condition. If you are if you're vegan, Presbyterian, or a vegetarian, and all of these other things, one of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have your diet specific to that. But also, because of the scarcity of things, you may at some point going to have to reintroduce certain forms of food to you for the caloric intake, for the calorie intake. You may not used to eat this, but you'll be eating it then. So be aware of that. And I would start to say, as you start to see things deteriorate, you may want to adjust your diet. And if you're not someone that eats beans, then you want to incorporate in eating beans into your daily routine now. You don't want to wait until you need the beans because your body may have a bad reaction to them. You want to get all of that out of the way. So beans, they're really good. You know, they're a good staple for, I mean, every garden, when it comes to augmenting your food in a crisis situation. In today's world, you could be using the garden to lessen your overall exposure to GMOs and health reasons and because of the cost of things, the economic cost of things. You want to use it for that, definitely, definitely. But in a survival situation, it's going to have totally different importance. So you got to look at your body is going to need minerals vitamins and minerals to be able to sustain itself. And you got to get the best food sources that you can. Empty calories you will not desire anymore. And you should never, ever put a preparedness. Don't waste your overall currency getting empty calories. Because empty calories are going to have you starving and malnourished because the stress levels of things is going to change completely. Completely change. So pinto beans, navy beans, black beans, very, very important for that. You want to start there. But you don't plant those things right away. Don't do it. You got to wait till the overall unwanted attention is moved from there. We got a caller in queue. Oop, nope, no, we didn't. Okay, cool. So next, cabbage. Really good. Easy to grow, easy to store, maintains its nutrients, you know, throughout the whole growing to the cooking process. It gives you, you know, cabbage gives you 22 calories. You're going to have a calorie count for every person in your family. Who needs what? Pregnant women, calorie counts are going to go higher, especially if they're breastfeeding. And every mother during a crisis situation should be breastfeeding. But the overall food intake should be hers, input should be given to her first. So cabbage, great, great, is easy to grow. And you can, there's a lot of things you can do with it. You can ferment it, turn it into sauerkraut. If you're a prepper and you don't like certain things that are really good for you, you bite the bullet. Start to learn how to adapt yourself to it now. It will do you good. Carrots. Carrots is a calorie of food. It's got 41 calories in each carrot. So you definitely want to do that for the nutritional value. And carrots can grow in very bad soil as well. That's important. So bad soil, good soil, it can grow in. You want it, shallow soil, you can grow it in. Carrots are a must. I'm not a big fan of corn at all, but corn is a significant one because it's got 86 calories. Corn, you know, I don't like corn as a food source at all. But when it comes down to it, you would have to do it. Next thing, some of the vegetables you definitely want to do is kale, because it's in the same family as cabbage, has a lot of calories. And it's easy to grow, and it you know, and it has a long growth season. This one you all should know, potatoes. Gotta grow potatoes. They have some of the largest, outside of beans. Beans has the most calories, 143. So, and they're rich in all kinds of vitamins and minerals. But potatoes with beans, man. Beans and potatoes. Can sustain you for a while. Get you what you need. And of the potatoes, one of my favorite is sweet potatoes. Make sure you grab that. Make sure you grab that. So those are some of the high calorie. You want to definitely look at that. But there are other ones as well, for that you want to take a look at. You want to have your herbs, basil, mint, collard greens. You want to do collard greens. You want to do beets. If you can grow berries, blueberries, high in calories. These are all the things. Blueberries have 57 calories. Beets, I hate beets. Yeah, but I'll eat it if I had to, 44 calories. And so you want to take those type of things into consideration when you're looking at grapes. Grapes have 67 calories. It's a lot of calories. Cantaloupe has 35. Now, when you start growing these types, you know, when you start growing your fruits and all, you got to be aware of rodents. Got to be aware of rodents. So you want to do that. So your herbs and all of these things you want to definitely do. I would say always go to stuff that has calorie count for survival is the key. Peas and greens, green beans, high in calories. Super high in calorie. Yams, man, sweet potato yams are just yams. Yams is a must, and it never really gets talked about. You know, when we talk about people growing gardens, they don't really tell you. They just say grow a garden. They don't put much, even in the overall prepping world. They don't say which ones and why. But you got to know that calories is everything. Yams is a must. Number one must. Got to put yams and beans. Got to have yams and beans. And you should be starting to do this now so that you can learn the overall climate and cycle of your growing season and the soil and the zone that you're in so that you can get familiar. You don't want to start to all of a sudden go from a rookie gardener to now your whole life is dependent on it, because so many things can go wrong. Your yield is going to be wrong. You got to go through the natural process. You got to worry about rodents. You got to worry about birds. You got to worry about fungus. You got to worry about disease. You got to worry about so many things, not having the proper water and everything else. But use this time now to set yourself up, knowing where you live in the country, what zone you're in, what grows well, you know, what grows really, really well. And then the other things you may want to have as barter, the things that don't have as high calories, like cucumbers, you know, grow cucumbers for trade and barter. You know, depending on where you are, boy, you could grow cucumbers. You could grow a bunch of them. They just like weeds. Mint grows like weed, very hardy and everything else. Grow all that for a trade. But your consumption of things has to be things that have real high calories. So we got a caller in queue. Is my man Mel. Mel, what's going on? Oh, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hey, everyone. Well, Mel, we'll come right back to you. Thanks, Scotty. We'll come right back after the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. We're talking about gardening, just some of the thought process that you should be thinking about now. You know, while everything is fine, you prepare when no one else is looking, so that when you need your preps, that you'll have them already thought out, a strategical strategy to protect them as well. So we got a caller in queue, is my man, Mel. Mel, what's going on? What say you, bro?
Peace, brother. How are you?
Peace. I'm good, man. I'm good. How little mama?
Gosh, she's good, yo. She's over there taking care of her great-grandmother. Good.
There you go. What's up, bro?
I just wanted to say a couple of things. With the mint in the garden is really good to deter, like, pests and so forth. But
yeah,
you got to be careful with mint because it'll take over. It'll take your stuff over, really.
Yeah, it will. And it grow crazy.
Yeah, it will. And the wild onions are good. They'll take over as well, but like scallion.
Mm-hmm.
But the beets, man, the beets. And also ginger root, you can just go buy you some and turmeric, grow that stuff. It's easy.
Yep.
And compost heap. You know you want to compost your grass clippings and so forth. That to enrich your soil. And another thing is if you're able, look into if you're able, get a beehive. That's very important as well. So I just wanted to throw those little things in there.
Man, well said. Yeah, you know, when Mel talked about the beehive, man, you know, we really do need bees all over the place. You know, the beehives and everything else, because without the bees, it's not going to pollinate your garden. And then you also you can get the honey from that. Make sure you know what you're doing. Because when the things is when the stuff go awry, there's a three rules that you're going to have to follow. You can't get sick, injured, or in trouble. Bees will make you sick, they'll injure you, and you'll be in a whole lot of trouble with them. So make sure you know what you're doing. But right, a beehive, man, that's going to be worth its weight in gold for so many things, municipal uses, food, you know, that doesn't stale. Bee pollen, never, ever. It's a superfood. It never goes bad. Never, ever, ever go bad. And Mel is right about mint. You got to be strategic when you plant mint. One of the things that you could do with mint is plant it around your house where if depending on where you are, where rodents would, if you're out in the country and everything else, what you want to do is plant it around certain areas that will deter the overall movement of rodents. You want to plant it on the outside of your garden area to kind of bracket around your garden and get close. There's a lot of different things, but it will grow definitely wild, but there's a lot of things that you can do with it. And mint needs a lot of water, too. Is some of these things you got to take into consideration, water. And like Mel said, wild onions, scallions. Oh, grow this. Try to grow it. One of the things that you could do now, and it's a real strategical play, especially if you live out in the country and in the boonies, start planting things wildly and just leave them there, like wild lettuce. Plant a raspberry bush that's away from everybody else. Just plant it there, and you know, if it makes it and grows and everything else, man, you know where it is. You got to be very, very strategical in everything that you do, and it's away from you.
Hey, Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Mel, there was another thing Mel said I wanted to emphasize, too, because it was real important. Go ahead, Mel.
So I planted maybe two and a half months ago, and, you know, stuff started coming up, and I'm like, wow, it's coming. It's here it comes. Then all of a sudden, I started, like, I was like, wait a minute, everything looks the same. So I brought the elder that helped me, you know what I'm saying, that kind of
yes.
helped me establish it. And by now, they tall as me. All my crops is tall as me.
Wow.
She said, well, you know what? You know you got some damn good soil. Because
yeah.
these are the healthiest weeds I've ever seen in my life. It was weeds took over the whole garden.
Oh, my. Yeah, weeds
so
will.
You gotta tend to it. Yeah, you gotta know what stuff looks like when it sprouts, because you can pull the crops or weeds. And yeah.
Man, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, because weeds are gonna want to go to where the nutrient is, and they're gonna starve your plants. And what you say? This is the healthiest weeds I ever seen. That is so true.
I'm loving this environment. Yo, I'm gonna mute my line.
Yo, but what Mel is saying, and I hope you caught what Mel was saying, is that gardening is something that you have to learn. And you, if you go from to just buying some seeds, you know, on your checklist and everything else, no, you got to get out and do it. And I'm going to tell you one thing about working in the garden. It keeps you fit. Keeps you mentally fit, physically fit. And it's a skill. Once you learn how to do it, but it ain't easy. You got to learn. And you got to be able to look at your overall plants and everything and know what they're doing. And one thing Mel said that was really important, your good soil, you're going to have to be able to remineralize it. You're going to have to, you want to segregate your overall planting areas and everything else. There's so many things in planting that's so important. And now you can get some of the equipment that you'll need, because after things go awry, you're not going to be able to get a lot of stuff. Tools, fertilizer, you know. If you can, you get that stuff now. Compost, learn how to do it. Instead of watching the game tonight, instead of watching this housewife of these people around the corner, or instead of watching those things, get out and learn. Get an education. Your children and your future will depend on what you know and how you utilize what you know. If you're in the major cities, you really need to know, because there are things that you can do. But if you don't know and you don't take an interest in it, somebody that does know doesn't know that you don't know, and they're not going to find you. And then when things go awry, they darn sure aren't going to tell you. So it's very, very important to get out and know. You make yourself very, very strategically important, because you may find there's other people that got some seeds that don't know how to do it. You don't want to waste seeds. Very, very important. We got another caller in queue. My man, Roz. Roz, what's happening? Go ahead, bro.
Peace, what's good? How you doing?
Peace, brother. Peace. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, peace to all the listeners and callers, too. I just wanted to chime in, too. One thing I would say that people can look for is a plant that we call callaloo in Trinidad. It's in the spinach family, and it grows all around us here, at least in the Northeast. I found it in many different places and even parts. So that's a plant that people can definitely find and utilize. Another one is watermelon. Last summer, I don't know how it happened, but in my driveway there was a vine with two nice sized watermelons sitting in my driveway. I don't know who planted the seed, what started it off, but it was there. And One thing that's great about watermelons is they can last 6 to 8 months in storage, which is why our ancestors actually cultivated it. It originally came from the Nile Valley and came over here to the Americas, and it was the main reason was because in that environment they needed ways to carry water, portable water that they can utilize as far as taking it in, and watermelon was the melon that they utilized to do so. So even if you don't eat the watermelon immediately, as long as you don't open it, you can store it for 6 to 8 months, and then of course utilize it for its water content, and it's also one of the most healthy fruits that you can partake. Another one would be if you're in an area that has a history of having hummingbird activity, that is another animal that can supplement bees. If you aren't really into doing the beehive thing, but you still want to be able to facilitate pollination, you can put up like those sugar water bird houses and
hummingbird feeders. Yes,
right, hummingbird feeders, and they're actually designed for them specifically. And if you leave them there over time, and I know that there's certain species that come all the way up here in New Jersey and in the New York area too, but you can, you know, attract them to your property, and they can facilitate the process of pollination for you as well. Another thing would be dandelions, because they're everywhere and they're highly nutritious. Another thing would be wild lettuce, because wild lettuce is something that you can utilize to make one of the most potent painkillers on the planet. And it's non-addictive, but it is as strong as an opiate. The other thing would be
just made some around. Recently, Raj. Hold on, Raj. Check this out. Just made some of that recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So, the heat cooking it is very, 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 very important. That process. But yeah, it just made some recently, and I just wanted to chime in and let you know on that one. Yep.
Oh,
definitely.
Wonderful. We gotta build on that. And the last thing I wanted to throw out there too is walk around your area and get familiar with willow trees. Willow trees, you can actually make your own aspirin from the bark of the tree if you know what you're doing. I'm going to actually post a really deep, comprehensive article on the process. But willow trees, you can take the bark from those trees and utilize it to make aspirin naturally. So, like I said, you have to know, because there's four different types of willow trees and things of that nature, and you have to know the process of harvesting the bark as well as preparing it. So I'm going to post a comprehensive article in the Prepper's Corner on BTR Community, but I think that that's very important to familiarize yourself with, because you never know, you know, when it can come in handy and the types of things it can do to help you. And that's pretty much all I wanted to drop in. Wonderful show as always, good brother. And we'll be talking.
Much soon. Love. Much love. Hey, yeah. And then, you know, one thing, note for where you live, some of the edible, and you better know them, the edible plants, wild plants, flowers, and things that grow. And then also plant edible flowers, plants, and things as well, because most people don't know what's edible and what's not edible. So part of your garden shouldn't be what people recognize as a source of food. You should actually have planted around you actual edible flowers and plants and things of that nature that people aren't familiar with. Very, very important. There was another, Rennie said, draw a diagram of your garden so you will know what you planted. Yes, know what you planted. The plastic markers sometimes get destroyed. Oh yeah, they don't go through they don't do well in the elements and everything else. You got to know what you planted. You got to diagram it, know what's there, and chart it. You got to chart your growing, see what works, what doesn't work, what fertilizers work, can assist you, what tools you'll need to do what you need, because all the soil is different. If you're in sandy areas of the U.S., good luck. You're limited in what you can do. So,
One last thing I was going to say too is, and you brought this up, I believe it might have been yesterday or Monday, but keep a journal. Keep a journal of your growing. Keep a journal so you can even chart, because the seasons are actually changing now. I'm finding that the it seems like fall is extending into the winter months now. Winter is no longer as cold, so you want to kind of track how the seasons are going, track your experience with growing each species and type of plant that you're growing. Like, try to keep as detailed a journal as possible. It will come in handy down the road, and it will help you to be able to refer back to those times. So if you come across a specific weather pattern that caused you difficulty before, you'll be able to better prepare for it down the road once you have that pattern. That's something, of course, that our ancestors did impeccably, charting the stars and charting how these things affected the different plants that they utilized, both the wild ones and the ones that they grew agriculturally. So thanks again. I'm sorry for interjecting, brother.
You know what's so funny? If we say, hey, learn to read the stars, everybody be like, what? Man, you out your mind. Almanac, you got to have an almanac. But we should learn to you should be actually trying, because there's very few people that know, but we should be learning some of these things, because this is how you're able to sustain yourself, self-sufficiency. You know, the vacations that we should take, they should be actually real educational vacations. You know, go to places where there's, you know, people are living off the land, you know, and things of that nature. Go and vacation that way. Vacation to a garden. Go different places. But you need to know where you are and how things work where you are, because that's probably where you'll be. So a lot of different things. And I'm going to tell you, there aren't any more libraries, bookstores that have this information that you can just go pick up. One of the most important gardens is your bookshelf. One of the most important gardens that you could ever have is your bookshelf. What's on your shelves? What reference aids do you have that can assist you? And when it comes to gardening, you should have an extensive garden that has roots, and the overall garden that produces in the knowledge and the understanding of how to get you through different problems, how the growing seasons work, how to respond to disease, what's the proper watering and everything. All this stuff changed, because one of the things about gardening is that once you put the seed in the ground, it's real now. All the variables of life come into play. And your children, get them involved. Be something that's very, very fun with them. But I would definitely want to emphasize, make sure you get edible flowers, edible plants that the everyday person is not aware that they're edible. Make sure you do that. Make sure you do it, because that can come in handy. And you can plant those outside of where you live, and your garden should never be where you live, if at all possible. But if you're strapped by natural barriers or land, you're landlocked or things of that, you do what you have to do. But think about what you're doing. Think about the attention you'll get. Okay? And so that is, you know, what I think is real, real important. There's a lot to it. We'll hit on this and so many things. Water is really, really important with gardening. How are you going to get around that, and what are you going to do to supplement for that? All these things really, really matter. And there's some things that you can do, some tools you can buy. They can be expensive, but then there's things that you can do. But see, that was the overall lost art of sustainability that we've lost. We wanted this civilized enslavement. Or we were brought up in it, and now this is all we know. We do that real well, but we don't do too well with being able to sustain ourselves outside of this. Get back to it as much as you possibly can. You can't go wrong by anything that you learn, even if it's just small. It's all useful. It's all useful. So, all right, everyone, get ready to get out of here. As much love, much respect, as never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Davis will be on tomorrow for Wise Wednesday. Wise Thursday. There will be no show on Friday. I will see if Roz and Jenna can do a show, or Scotty may have to do a show, or we just replay a show. If none of that can happen, I have obligations that I have to take care of. So much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of